Okay, everyone, welcome to the first episode of the Curless Minds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan. I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Philip and Darren. How are you doing, guys?
I'm all right, thank you. Yourself?
Good, yeah, not so bad.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get right into it. The first segment of the podcast is a few would you rathers. Okay.
Bring them on.
Yeah, so here we go. Number one. Would you rather live one life that lasts 1,000 years or live 10 lives that last 100 years each?
10 lives that last 100 years each. Because why would you want to live 1,000 whatever years?
You're living the same amount of time in both instances. It's just split up differently.
It depends what those lives are going to be like.
Well, the lives will be whatever you make of them, won't they?
Do you age over 1,000 years is my question before I answer.
No, you would stay 20 years old in both instances.
I would probably pick the one life for 1,000 years old. My reason behind it is every 100 years, you've got to learn your skills again. This is my thinking of it. So at least I'm learning all these skills over 1,000 years. I could be Superman. I could be super intelligent. I could know the answers to everything. So I personally would pick one life over 1,000 years.
I see his point there, but all the people you know and loved, you'll have to see them pass away, grow old and die.
Yeah.
You live all different years, you probably even forget about them, you probably just learn new memories.
There's only on average about a couple of years mourning for each person, so,
that though, but you would keep meeting people, building relationships and watching them die over and over again.
Yeah, I suppose there is a lot of heart rate, but I'd still stick to my 1,000 years. I think it'd be a good 1,000 years.
You're a pretty heartless guy anyway.
That's true. Yeah. I'm not necessarily a mourner, so.
Got to say, I think I'd go with the 10 lives over 100 years as well.
You would, yeah.
I'd be quite happy learning stuff over again.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100 years is a long life for anybody, really.
Yeah.
1,000 years, just don't know. It just doesn't appeal to me, to be honest.
It's too long.
Yeah.
Too long.
Okay, let's head to the next one. So the next one, would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar or toilet paper made of sandpaper? Let's go with Darren first.
Toilet paper made out of sandpaper. Mm-hmm. There's no way I could put vinegar in my eyes, because it's enough with that.
Yeah, that would hurt pretty much. I know sandpaper would hurt, but vinegar is just too much for me. I do have an eye phobia as well, so I'd have to go with the sandpaper for toilet paper.
You might find some enjoyment in it.
Maybe. I'd definitely go for the vinegar one, actually.
You would?
My reasoning behind it. Up to now in your life, how many times have you used eye drops?
Not very much.
Oh, yeah. And how many times have you used toilet paper?
Not very much.
I hope it's considerably more uses out of the toilet paper than the eye drops. Yeah. So I feel on the odd occasion where you need eye drops, you could put up with the vinegar in comparison to the every day when you go to the toilet, you've got to...
Yeah.
Don't some people just use water or something, like some nationality? They just say, spray water up there.
It's called a bidet.
That's
it.
We used to have one in my house.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would
you? That's a bit weird.
Yeah, it was a bit weird.
I've seen some in foreign countries before.
So, there we go. Okay, on to the next one. Number three, would you rather experience a sharp pain in your side each time somebody says your name, or have a bell sound each time that you were aroused?
I would pick a sharp pain every time somebody says my name.
I'm not surprised about that one, to be honest with you.
I have to agree with it. Sharp pain. Just change your name.
Yeah, no.
Tell people you got a different name, you'll be fine.
No. Then it would be the new name.
Oh, in that case, I'll probably have the bell.
You'd rather have every time you're aroused?
Yeah.
I'd go for the bell as well. Yeah. I'm not often aroused in public, and if I was, I'm not really that bothered.
Mm. For obvious reasons, I wouldn't go for that.
Yeah.
Well,
that bell will be going off quite a lot.
We can't make this podcast.
There it goes again.
Okay, next one. So this is number four. Would you rather have to sneeze but not be able to, or have something stuck in your eye for an entire year?
That's easy.
Go on.
Sneeze and not be able to. Nothing's gone in my eyes. Just start off with that. had that feeling today.
Have you ever had a sneeze, though, and you're dying to do it and it just won't come out? That irritating, you need to relieve yourself of this sneeze and it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I have. Today.
It is quite unbearable.
Well, I was at work, but still.
It's just for a year, the other one.
It is, yeah, just 1 year.
Stuck in my eye. I would go with something stuck in my eye. Although that is quite irritating. It's only a year. After a year, you're home free. I would go with the eye, definitely.
It's a difficult one there. Because having something stuck in your eye is pretty bad. Yeah. I would argue as bad, if not worse, than the feeling of not being able to sneeze.
Yeah.
But that's forever. So yeah. It's a difficult one.
Would you keep going... Whole time.
So, yeah. You just get irritated.
Yeah, I don't like having stuff in my eyes either. It used to be a real nightmare for me to put my contact lenses in, but I've got to say, I would go for something stuck in my eye for a year, I think.
Yeah.
You know what, I changed my answer. I'll go for
No changes. No, no backsies.
It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, what you say, final answer.
Final answer is locked in. Okay, next one. Would you rather be able to read or... be able to read minds, but be illiterate?
I used to be illiterate when I was younger, so I would, and I knew how awful it was. I don't really care if I read people's minds because I don't really want to know what so many people are thinking about me, so it's got to be able to read.
Good answer. Phil?
It is a difficult one. I would like to read minds, though. I know I'd be illiterate and I wouldn't be able to read apart from people's minds, but I think it'd be quite a cool, nifty skill to have to read someone's mind.
I think you'd use it for a lot more bad than good, though.
Probably, yeah. Like, Darren, I'd know what you're thinking right now. And, you know, if you were just about to punch me, for instance, I'd be able to suss it out before you actually do it because you'd be thinking about it. Oh, I really like
punching. Maybe just punch you really fast, and even though you know about it.
Yeah, there are some things out of my control, but... it would be quite a cool, nifty skill to have.
Sometimes I don't think about it, I just do it.
You just do it. Well, in which case, I can't help that, Darren. But you haven't punched me yet, so we're
all right. Still time.
I got to say, I enjoy reading books. I'd probably not want to give that up, even for the power of being able to read someone's mind.
But if you have an audiobook, presumably that's okay.
Well, would I be able to download the audiobook? I can't read the internet to navigate to the page to download it.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, I'm an expert on illiteracy because I used to be illiterate. So you do actually remember certain words, even if you can't read them.
Not in this instance.
You can see the picture of the book, so then you think, oh, that's such a book I like because I know the picture.
But how would I get to the website to download it?
You'll just have to remember the website, I guess.
You'd have to pay someone to do it for you.
Far too expensive. I'd pass up the ability to read minds to still be able to read. I'm with Darren in this one, Phil.
Yeah, you're really? Right. Yeah. No, I'd rather have superpowers.
Okay, next one. This is a good one for Phil, I think. I'd be quite interested to hear his answer to this well. Would you rather take a guaranteed £100,000 or a 50-50 chance for £1,000,000?
I would probably pick the guaranteed cash of £100,000 just because you can end up with nothing at the end of it, and the fact that you could have had £100,000 but you gambled your way away. I would pick £100,000. I'm not a gambler, as you probably might know, yeah. So... I'd enjoy my 100,000 right now, please. Cha-ching!
When you were saying that, it totally reminded me of the Family Guy episode where they can win the boat or the mystery box.
Wait a minute, a mystery box can be anything. It can even be a boat. Peter, then let's take that. We'll take the mystery box.
Oh, Darren, what about you?
I just take the money, no gambling.
Take the money and roll.
Give me the cash.
It's a difficult one for me, this. I've got to tell you, it's a difficult one.
It's a flip of a coin, let's not forget.
It's 50-50. It's good odds, 50-50. You're not going to get 50-50 odds in a casino or anything like that. It's not really that gambling.
But for $1,000,000, we're not talking infinite money here for 50-50. We are talking about a sum that would deteriorate over time.
Yeah, I'd probably take the 100,000 as well, but it would be a difficult choice.
You'd think about it more than we would think about it, for instance.
Okay, next one. Would you rather... take an ice-cold shower and be clean, obviously, or never be able to shower again?
I'm quite a clean freak, so I would have to take a cold shower and be squeaky clean.
You ever had a cold shower?
I have, and I don't like it.
No, it's horrible.
It's a nice feeling when you are warm again with that nice towel.
I agree with him. I would rather go for the cold shower.
Yeah, I go for the cold shower. It's cold shower. Pretty easy on that. Mm. Nobody wants to stink up the joint, do they?
No.
No, I don't think so. Okay. Another interesting one, I think. Would you rather drink a cup of spoilt milk or pee your pants in public?
Probably pee myself again.
Again?
Yeah. 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 Do it all the time.
Yeah, you just done it before, yeah.
You know, when you can't find a toilet, you got to go where you got to go, haven't you? So...
I would pee myself. I mean, I'm cautious about myself, but sour milk is just a no-go.
A good fun.
Yeah, I agree. I'd pee myself as well. Pretty easy.
Again?
No, not again. Would you rather never be able to eat hot food again or never take a hot shower again?
Ooh, no more hot food, just cold sandwiches and...
Mm. I do like me some hot food.
Hot showers. Yeah, never take a hot shower again. As we said before, I can have a cold shower. It's not pleasant, but at least I'm clean.
You could ration it as well.
Oh, you could have a bath.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a little loophole around
there. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, no, I'd go.
But I agree. I agree with Phil. I'd take the cold shower hits.
I also agree with Phil.
Yeah.
We're all together in this one.
Okay. This is going to be the last one for this segment of the podcast. So, number 10. Would you rather die saving 10,000 strangers from death, knowing nobody would ever know it was you who saved them, or live knowing everyone would know you decided not to save 10,000 people's lives? So you've essentially got a choice to live or die. If you die, you save 10,000 people, but nobody finds out about it, or you live, and the 10,000 people don't get saved, they die, but everybody knows your choice killed them.
Well, I'm going to say the first one, so anybody listens to this thinks I'm a hero.
Because I will put a disclaimer at the end, guys, so you all remember he's not a hero, don't worry.
I am a hero.
Yeah, I'd pick the first one, I think. As much as I love my life, quite a lot of people, so I'd probably die a martyr, although they would never know they existed. So.
No.
Yeah.
I think it. I would as well. Even on a selfish level, it wouldn't be a nice life if everybody knew and killed all these people.
10,000 people to die is quite a lot for one.
Maybe 10. Maybe I'll take the hit on 10.
Yeah.
10,000 people is quite a lot.
Difficult choice, but yeah, go with the first one. I'll end my life. Let's just do it.
Okay, that's it for the Would You Rathers. Moving on to topic number 2. Okay, so what I've done for you two is I have a list of obscure laws that sound really crazy or laws that I've just completely made up.
Okay.
And you've got to guess whether it is a law or it's not and I've made it up completely. Okay? All right, so number 1, it is legal for a male to urinate in public as long as it is on the rear wheel of his motor vehicle and his right hand is also touching the vehicle.
Is this in a particular area, for instance?
All of these are UK laws.
Are they all UK laws? I think... Oh, you say this is easy and I'm on the spot now. But I don't think that is true. I think you've made that up.
You've gone for false. What are you going for, Daria?
I think that's so crazy that it could be true.
So Darren's going for true, Phil's going for false. It is actually true. Yeah.
Damn.
I've wrote down what the law is. It's Hackney Carriage Law.
Okay.
It's been unaltered for over 100 years.
Right.
Yeah, so Darren's in the lead, 1-0.
Well, maybe we should try that, Darren, and we can get arrested.
Yeah, that's going to go.
Not together, just, you know.
No, I thought I was going to try it together.
No.
I thought it was going to be a bonding experience.
Have a
soft fight. No, it's only one person per car per wheel, so you'd have to have individual cars. Okay.
Fascists.
Number 2. It is illegal to sell Wensleydale cheese in certain districts of London.
I think I've heard this one before, and I think it is actually true. I don't know why it's true, but I do think it's true.
Who's going for true?
It does seem really familiar, so I'm going to say
it's true. Going for true?
Yeah.
I think that's quite amazing, everyone, because I made that up on the top of my head this morning as I was going through this list.
It sounded like one of those where it is crazy enough to be true.
Yeah. So, yeah. 1 point to me, 1 point to Darren. Okay, number 3. This one's quite a good one. It is illegal to ride a pig over your neighbour's land unless it is the first Sunday after the summer equinox.
I'm going to say that's false.
Okay, Phil's going for false.
It seems like it was something that came out in the Middle Ages, and I can see it being true, but I think it's going to be false.
Oh, but are you going for false or true? This could put you straight into the lead, Darren.
No, well, sorry, let's go for true.
Let's go for true, yeah, it's false. Yeah. I made that up as well.
Get a point.
Okay, so it's 1-1. Moving on to the fourth question. No cows may be driven down the roadway between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. unless there is prior approval from the commissioner of the police.
I think that's true. The only reason I'm saying is the times, quite busy times for the road, so it's probably a safety thing. So I'm going to say true.
Definitely wouldn't want a cow riding the streets in rush hour. I agree. Darren?
I agree, I wouldn't want a cow being in rush hour, so I think it's true as well.
You're going for true. You're both correct, yeah. It's true. It's part of the Metropolitan Street Act of 1867.
So there you go.
Okay. So 2-2. 2-2. As we head into the halfway point of the quiz. Officially, all refuge must be clearly labelled before being deposited at clearly defined refuge sites. Now, as I was researching these laws, some of them obviously make a lot of sense and some of them don't.
That means this one's true.
So I would just like to say that up front, but go on. Give me your answers, guys.
I'm going to say that law is true.
Okay.
Based on a gut instinct.
And you, Darren?
My gut instinct is also saying it's true. I want to say one's false because I've been saying true for every one of them.
I agree. Unfortunately, you're both wrong. I made that one up as well. That was a double blow. Okay, moving on. Number 6. It is an offence to beat or shape any carpet or rug or mat in any street in the Metropolitan Police District, although you are allowed to shake a doormat before 8 a.m.
Again, I'm going to go with true on this one, based on the times, again.
Right.
It's going to cause a lot of dust that could cause a lot of problems to people inhaling it. I'm going to say, with the times you've given me, that that is a true law.
Well, you can't do it at any time.
Oh.
You cannot beat or shake any carpet, rug or mat in any street in the Metropolitan Police District, although you are allowed to shake a doormat before 8 a.m. Yeah, so you're never allowed to shake the carpet, rug or mat.
Yeah, doormat. Yeah, I'm going to say that that's a true law.
Sounds like something that could be true, seeing it's Metropolitan Police area, but... you know what, I'm going to join you with true.
Yeah, it's right, yeah. It's the Metropolitan Police Act 1839. That's 3-3.
I'm going right now. We sniffed out the law there.
Yeah, okay. Number 7. You cannot ride in a taxi or bus if you've been diagnosed with the plague.
I think that's true. I think that's something that came out in the Middle Ages and they've just not been bothered to actually change it.
A bus or a taxi?
Mm.
And the plague was around. I'm going to say... false.
Mm.
But they had taxis back. They have like
a car.
They didn't have buses. I think that's.
I'm going to allow you to change your answer. If you want to change your answer.
Yeah, it's probably false. I'm guessing false now. You're making me change my mind. But they did have taxis back in the Middle Ages.
So what are you going for, Darren? You don't need to convince me.
Those are his chosen. He's chosen false.
You've changed my mind, actually. I'm going to say false, because there is no buzzes.
Oh, that's a shame. That's, in fact, true.
Oh.
It's about the Control of Diseases Act, 1984.
This is bogus. Nobody has a plague anymore. I need to get rid of that one.
Okay, 3-3. Heading into the last three questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the next one, a person shall not enter the hull of the Titanic without permission of the Secretary of State.
I think that's going to be false.
Darren's
so
gone for a quick false.
I'm going to go with true, just to oppose Darren, because I want to win him, because we're level banging
okay.
It's not even in British territory, is it? It's in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, so Britain has no authority over there.
Would be classed as international waters, I believe, is the phrase you're looking for, but
who knows
if it's true or false? Me, that's who knows. So, final answer from Phil is...
Going with true.
Phil's going with true. Darren?
False.
Ooh, Darren. It is in fact true.
Woohoo!
It's part of the Protection of Wrecks Act 2003. So Phil storms into the lead. Two questions to go, 4-3. Question number 9. Duels to the death are legal as long as official notice is sent to your local council office.
I'm going to go with true.
Okay.
That's a true law.
Bill's going with true.
False. Darren just because of your reaction false. To true.
Yeah. I made that up this morning, unfortunately, guys. So we're back to level peggings, 4-4, heading into the final question. And this is a doozy. In York, it is legal to murder a Scotsman within the ancient city walls, but only if he is carrying a bow and arrow.
True.
Darren goes for a very quick true.
Darren's like he's heard this one before. But Darren's done a lot of things that we know aren't true sometimes. So I'm going to go with false.
Oh, Phil. You've just lost it to Darren on the last question. Yes. It is true.
I've already heard that one before.
You've already heard that before.
Yeah. I remember hearing it when I was visiting York.
That's a weird one.
Darren wins 5-4, which means I'm the overall winner, but
you can't be.
Darren comes second. So well done, Darren. Second place.
Yay! I should be first place, really.
Second place, first loser, but, you know, we'll not go into that too much today, guys. Okay, so moving on to the next topic, we're going to be doing a different take on something that a lot of you may or may not have heard before. So we're going back to Area 52. So for those of you that are not aware, Area 52 is where my co-hosts Phil or Darren get to choose one item, annoyance, pet peeve or antic that really grinds their gears. They get to throw it into a metaphorical black hole that was created in the military base of Area 52, forever banishing this annoyance from existence, making the world, hopefully, a better place. I'm going to let Phil go first and decide.
Mine would be people who make a mistake and then instantly blame the other person for their own mistake. For instance, you're in a car. Let's say they've just brushed past you in the car, nearly hit your wing mirror, and suddenly you're annoyed because you didn't do anything wrong, and you go to speak with them that they, you know, just nearly took your wing mirror off, or maybe they did in fact take your wing mirror off, and they're instantly blaming you. I've had it a few times, especially on my bike, where you're on the side of a road and somebody's just nearly clipped you, and they go, oh, you should watch where you're going. Yeah, there is nowhere where I'm going, apart from on the side of the road. You need to take precautions. So it's those specific people, not necessarily on the road, but just have the instinct to naturally blame the other people when it's clearly them at fault.
Yeah.
It's like it's a defence mechanism that just happens like that.
I agree with that. Some people don't like making mistakes and will make a lot of excuses for it. Yeah. I gotta say, I agree with that.
I agree with it, but it's usually Phil's fault.
Phil is a well-known road rager, so yeah.
Not necessarily on the road I'm talking about, but you know.
Darren?
No offence to any Americans, but American sitcoms, I hate American sitcoms, apart from Friends.
You don't like American sitcoms?
No.
Frasier Crane, for instance.
Can't stand it.
Darren.
Can't stand Big Bang Theory.
Oh, we're going to lose a lot of followers here. I would just like to put a disclaimer here, guys. Not all of us follow these same archaic views as Dara. Some of us are really, really entertained by American sitcoms and
I'm not being
media.
Offensive. Nothing wrong with nothing against Americans. I like American movies, like American food. Like most things that Americans don't like American
I guarantee
sitcoms.
You there will be some American sitcoms that you are forgetting about.
I like Friends.
That's the only one you like?
That's the only one I like. I don't class Simpsons and Family Guy as sitcoms.
That's not really a sitcom. Everybody Loves Raymond?
Nope.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Nope.
Seinfeld?
Nope.
Parks and Recreation?
Nope.
I guarantee you've not watched that. You love that, don't you? Knew it. Told you guys. I knew it. I knew it.
I've never seen
Parks and Recreation.
I've never seen it.
Watch it. You'll love it. Guaranteed. So, even Darren doesn't really want to put it in.
Yeah.
The black hole.
But he said it.
I vote no.
Yeah, Darren, no, I don't think you got a point there. I think you're forgetting about some quite decent American sitcoms. No, sorry, Darren. But
can I just change it to just The Big Bang Theory then?
No, I disagree with that as well.
Yeah,
I love The Big Bang Theory.
I hate it.
Yeah, no good, Darren. You've not won, unfortunately. I've got one. I've got one. Go on. And I know you'll both agree with me on this one.
Go on.
And everyone listening will agree with me on this one. People who, when you're walking in front of them, and you keep the door open for them they can come through, but they don't say thank you, or even acknowledge that you've done anything nice or polite
as
or well-mannered.
As if they expected
to them.
That. It was a service that you should provide to them.
Like I am the peasant door opener who should go around opening people's doors before them. Hell no. So I started to not keep the doors open, and in some cases close them quicker than what they would close without me being there. So
yeah, I agree. I do hate those people. It's always nice to have a quick thank you, even just a little raise of the eyebrows, you know.
Or a nod of the hair.
But there are too many people now who are expecting this kind of treatment, and it doesn't go returned, sadly. So
that's happened to me today. Open the door for someone. He didn't thank me, but guess what he did? Coughed in my face instead. It's straight in my face.
Were you working at this time, though, Dan?
I was working, but it doesn't matter. It was still opening the door. I was still doing something nice.
They may think that that's part of the service.
It is part of the service. But
I'm
still
not paying £8 to come to the cinema to have nobody open the door for me when I leave.
Yeah, but you don't... if somebody opens the door for you, even if that's the part of their job, you still don't cough in the face.
Yeah. No, but I agree, Ryan. I'm prepared to chuck this into the black hole of Area 52.
And it goes.
I'm going to let Ryan win.
Gone. Obliterated.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, we're moving on to the next topic. And the next topic, I have a little video for Phil and Darren to watch. I'm going to get their opinions on it, I guess. Okay. So I'm going to give you a bit of background on what it's about. Okay. So I'm sure you've both seen videos on the internet, specifically on YouTube, these pranks that people do.
Yeah, okay.
Take the mickey out of people or do stuff on the street, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So what you may or may not know, obviously I'm quite interested and I wouldn't say involved, but I like the YouTube community and I read up on it and watch videos and stuff on it a lot. So one of the big things that's going around recently is there's been a lot of fake pranks. And by that I mean these people are hiring actors to fulfill the prank. Yeah. So it's essentially just like a short story being acted out, and these things are getting crazier and crazier. The next person wants to do the most outrageous prank, and so they couldn't do it legally, so they started to do them fake and all this sort of stuff, and it's spiraled out of control. There's been one guy who like fake somebody's death, like they got shot by a mugger, or one guy faking sexual assaults and feeling women up on the street. So everything's gone pretty crazy, and they've started to change it a little bit now. So they don't call it a prank, because on the internet, pranks have got a little bit of a bad name. So they're starting to call them social experiments now. And they think it's okay just to call it a social experiment. So two questions I'm going to want you to answer at the end of this, right? The first one is, do you think it's real or fake?
Okay.
And if you think it's real, what do you think of it? Do you think it's too far? Do you think it's not too far? Do you think it's okay? Do you think the message that they're trying to portray is okay? Or, do you just think it's completely fake nonsense?
Okay.
That's really what I want you both to discuss at the end of it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's pause right now and we'll just play the video. Okay, so we're back, and Phil and Darren have watched the video. Phil, I guess you first. What do you think? Real, fake?
Yeah, I do think it's real. Obviously, there were actors there, but I think the two people in question were real people with real reactions.
What do you think of the video?
Yeah, it's your typical YouTube going a little crazy now. I mean, they're trying to gain awareness. I understand that, but I do also think their main priority is to gain subscribers. And it's at someone else's cost, really. I mean, luckily nobody actually got hurt, the actors or the genuine people. But, I mean, it's American, for instance, I believe. We know that, it's all right to carry a gun in certain states. Somebody could have got killed, for fear that the reaction was genuine. If it was, then somebody could have got hurt. The woman could have slipped and banged her head. I don't know. It was just overkill, really, just to try and prove a point. We know that things like this are happening and people just have to be vigilant. So personally, I think the main motive is to just get some crazy subscriptions and
More views.
Yeah, more views at the expense of someone else's fear. Who knows? Somebody could have had a heart attack then. It's not a very nice thing to put in. And
no.
No, I don't really agree with it, to be honest.
Okay. Darren, what do you think?
I believe it's fake. I believe all of them were actors. But, yeah, again, I still don't fully like videos like this where they take things to the extreme. I mean, I do believe this one is fake, but this could be somebody else out there who will say, oh, I've seen that, I'm going to do that and put that on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think how traumatised that poor woman or that poor man would be after that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too cruel, I think.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know whether it's real or fake, and I've watched it a couple of times, and I've watched other people watch it. I know it sounds a bit weird, but I watch other people's reactions to it, and I can't put my finger on whether I think it's real or fake.
Right.
People, I know, they can be good actors and all that sort of stuff, so the reactions, I don't know, there's just something about the reactions that just seem a little bit more genuine to me, that they could be true, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone came out with proof to say it was real or it was fake. But one thing is, I was watching this and I was actually quite disturbed by it. If that is true, I don't really, can't even put it into words. I was actually really, not upset, but I was thinking, God, can you imagine being that person, like one of those two people? If they'd have got me in that car, you've got to think, if it's real, this is it, I'm in the car now, I've got to do everything I can to get out of the car.
Yep.
So he was quite calm. I don't know whether they'd shown him the knife or the fake knife or whatever it was, but they're not going to swing her. It's going to be difficult to do anything with a baseball bat in the car. So I'd have been going absolutely crazy, trying to claw them, get their eyes, trying to get out of that car. Because you've got to think, as soon as that car starts moving, if you're being kidnapped, as soon as the car starts moving, you could be end up somewhere, you know, where you don't know where you are, or you can't get back, or anything crazy like that. So you'd be going absolutely almost like a feral wild animal trying to claw them or kick them. Or...
But that's your reaction. We know we have fight, flight or freeze now. Somebody else could react in a completely different way.
No, but what I'm
way.
Saying is that's how wrong it is what I was trying to get
to. I see
putting
what
somebody
saying.
In that, my instinct, if you will call it that, would be fight.
Yeah.
Other people might not be, but like you saw him do, whoa, just calm down.
Yeah,
it's just a social experiment, bro.
Yeah.
Like he's going to go, you got me.
Yeah.
Wicked burn.
Where's the cameras?
I'm just going to laugh it off.
Yeah.
You got me, one to you.
You know, it's just, I don't know what's going through their heads when they come up with this. So I guess my feelings are, I hope to God it's fake.
Yeah.
Because if that's real, what both of those two people have gone through could actually turn into, you know, they could get post-traumatic stress or anything from that. I know it sounds ridiculous. Obviously, it wasn't real. But as far as they knew it was real, you know, if someone was kidnapping you, what they're going to do? They're going to try and convince you it's not real, I suppose, aren't they? Or try and get you to shut up however they can. So for all she knows, if she got away, that was a genuine somebody who's trying to kidnap her and rape her or kill her or whatever. So, I just think it's the typical YouTube thing of everyone trying to outdo each other and things just end up going too far, so...
Trying to get the most outrageous video.
So, that's my thoughts on it. Quite a sombre end, I think, to the episode, but I think it's important to review serious topics as well as more jovial ones on occasion. So, that's going to be it for today, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening, and thanks a lot for joining me, guys.
Thank you very much.
It's been very good. Hope everyone's enjoyed it, and I guess we'll see you in the next episode. See you later.
See ya, bye.